Opponents of Bend's planned surface water improvement project are expected to show up at tonight's city council meeting. It is the first meeting since they handed in petitions with 1,000 signatures demanding the project be put on hold while cheaper alternatives are examined. Bend Mayor Jeff Eager says the city is looking into filing an extension about meeting water treatment deadlines set by the EPA. Apparently, the agency is considering changes to the requirements, and Mayor Eager says that could give the city some options by cutting the project's cost by a third.
That, I think, is a very good opportunity for the city to provide some relief to ratepayers and get some flexibility, continue to use the surface water source, which has served the city of Bend very well for 90 years.
Mayor Eager says he supports filing an extension to the current deadline of 2014 for meeting the water treatment requirements. If approved, it would save the city about $20 million of the project's $70 million cost. Redmond will be opening their ice rink this winter on December 16th, and now there are voices of support for an ice rink in Bend, too. At Tuesday night's Bend Parks and Rec Board meeting, representatives from Bend Ice, a nonprofit organization, broached the subject. Board member Dallas Brown says the board is very interested in the possibility of a rink, but funding the project needs to be a joint effort.
But we estimate that their responsibility would be between $300,000 and $400,000 for us to get started, and they're going to have to do that through fundraising here locally. The district is entertaining this idea on the based on a match, so we will match what they raise, and it's essentially up to them to get the money started.
Brown says he knows it's very hard to fundraise, but he hopes that by next fall, Bend Ice will be in a position to get the project started in earnest. Brown adds that they envision the ice rink being an outdoor, movable structure, and if there is enough interest, a permanent enclosed structure would be built in the future. A well-known Bend orthopedic surgeon is going to run for Oregon Secretary of State. Dr. Newt Bueller announced his candidacy for the post today in Roseburg, his hometown. He had been looking into running the last couple of months and is making the announcement that he will run for Secretary of State in the May Republican primary. Dr. Bueller will be holding an announcement in Bend tomorrow night at the River House. The owner of the Blacksmith restaurant in Bend is filing for bankruptcy. Gavin McMichael says during the recent recession, they saw sales drop in half and their loan amount triple. He explains why he filed for bankruptcy.
An individual bankruptcy. For those who are wondering, you know, what happens with Blacksmith and Gatsby's, nothing. In fact, the reason for me filing individually was to protect those two entities.
McMichael filed for Chapter 7, which will liquidate his assets. He owes $2.4 million, mostly in business debt. He says customers will not notice any difference when they eat at his restaurants. McMichael plans to continue as general manager of the Blacksmith. Stephen Blaylock will be sentenced in the murder of his wife tomorrow morning. Last week, a jury convicted Blaylock of first-degree murder in the death of his wife, Lori, last October. The district attorney's office is asking for life in prison. Sentencing is scheduled for 9 a.m. Thursday. Rain and snow showers are in the forecast for the next couple of days. Temperatures are dropping and precipitation will be falling along with strong winds. Meteorologist Mark Woolsey is with the Weather Channel.
The ugliest stuff happening tonight and on into Thursday. A lot of wind energy with the system, so particularly on Thursday, we are going to be very, very breezy with gusts to about 40 miles an hour.
Snow is back in the forecast Friday into Saturday. The highs over the weekend will only be in the 30s. We should know soon if Mount Bachelor can open next Wednesday, the 23rd. Andy Goggins says they haven't made an official announcement yet, but are hopeful for the pre-Thanksgiving opening. Right now, they are watching the weather, specifically the amount and the quality of snow that comes in.
The ultimate goal is to have a quality snow surface that will withstand the skier traffic that we expect when we open. So once we have that, at that point, we can have a better idea of when we'll officially open for the winter season.
Are you a big skier? Are you excited for this season?
Oh, yeah, definitely. It's we got really spoiled up here last year with all the powder days that we got with the record-breaking winter snowfall that we got up here. So I'm definitely looking forward to more of the same with the La Nina projections this winter. So I've got the powder skis waxed up and hopefully break them out sooner than later this year.
Goggins says they hope to make the call on opening day within the next few days. And coming up at 5:30, the latest on Redmond's plan for an ice rink. That story in 20 minutes. I'm Kelly Blyer, News Talk 1110, KBND.